Evil exists.
The first thing that we must agree on is that evil is something. In other words, that evil actually exists. Now you might be scratching your head saying, well, of course evil exists. I mean, well, if you say that, then I'm glad. But the fact is, most of the people that I talk to about this issue really don't believe evil exists. Oh, they think that some things are bad, and things that other people do to some other people, they think that, well, it's not right or not appropriate or isn't good, but you really try to pin them down to what is actually wrong. What is ultimately wrong? What is absolutely evil? Well, then people begin to back up. After all, morals are relative. Right and wrong is a matter of circumstances. What's right for you is good for you, but it may not be right for me. My truth is my truth, your truth is your truth. Have you ever heard that before? The irony is that inside they have a sense of right and wrong, what Francis Schaeffer calls moral motions. They do things and they act and they talk as if things were right and wrong. They object when somebody takes something from them or steals from them or rips them off or treats them curtly. That's not right. Oh? Oh, do you mean that's just your opinion that it's not right or that was really wrong? Some things must be intrinsically wrong for there to be an objection. Okay? So then you might say, okay, well, admit there's some things that are intrinsically wrong. Then I say, what is it that's intrinsically wrong? Well, maybe killing innocent people. How do you know that's intrinsically wrong? Well, it is. It's self-evident. Well, other people don't always believe that. Hitler killed many innocent people. He didn't think it was intrinsically wrong. Well, it's the way I feel about it. In other words, it's your opinion. Well, yeah. So somebody else could have another opinion. Well, yeah. So the problem we're faced with, if we admit that there is an intrinsic evil, we can't be the ones to define what that evil is. Because then we're back to opinions again. And there's another problem. It's a practical problem, an applicational problem. We always define evil, what's really bad, in terms that kind of make us look pretty good, don't we? In other words, every person basically thinks they're a good person. Aren't you a basically good person? The people that are basically bad are somewhere that are down here below where I'm at. You talk to a person who goes to church every week or to synagogue, very religious, prays all the time, does works of righteousness. He's basically good. His life is evidence of that. The bad person is the person who doesn't come to church or synagogue, doesn't believe in God, doesn't involve himself in these things. So you talk to the next guy. He said, well, I don't go to church. I don't go to synagogue. But I believe in God. I worship God my own way. I'm not bad. I'm basically good. Who's bad? Well, he's a guy that never comes to church and doesn't believe in God either. You know, does bad things. Okay, you talk to him. Well, I don't go to church. I don't believe in God. But I'm basically good because I don't hurt people too much. A little bit, but it's, you know, not my fault. The really bad people are people who hurt people on purpose. You talk to him, he says, yeah, I've hurt some people. Everybody makes mistakes, but I never killed anybody. You talk to the guy who killed somebody, he says, well, I'm basically good. I never murdered lots of people. You talk to somebody who murdered lots of people, he says, well, at least I'm not a Hitler. You see, we always want to define evil in a way that makes us look good. So if we admit that there must be some things that are intrinsically good or bad, someone else has to define that. In order for something to be absolutely wrong, we must have an absolute reference point. That means there has to be an absolute being that defines what's good and what's bad. And if God, as an absolute being, is the one who defines good and bad, his definition includes a lot more than rape, torture, and murder. And so we run into an ironic situation. Here we're talking about evil, possibly proving there is no God. If God exists, there would be no evil. Evil exists, therefore there is no God. That's the way they say it. And what I'm suggesting to you here is that the fact that real, true, absolute evil exists in the world, the only kind of evil that we can complain about, actually proves that God exists. Isn't that amazing? If God doesn't exist, there is no evil.
Just people's opinions.
Evil exists.